turn with me to hymn number 261, Wonderful Words of Life. Let's sing all three verses.
Oh, fired this morning from the group that sang for our offertory, so we thought we'd try some brass bluegrass for you.
Next, we have, we're going to sing one that they played a prelude. When the roll is called up yonder, please turn to 516 with me.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the Savior bursts again, you're over on the other shore.
When the roll is called upon,
was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then the light from heaven filled my soul. It made my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about sorrow.
so we're listening. So, if you would, please turn with me to 537. I will sing the wondrous story.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. I left his holy glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints of glory. Gather.
Let's sing I Love You, Lord, while we're waiting.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice, take joy. Sweet, sweet.
There are moments in our journey following the Lord when God illumines every step we take. There are times when circumstances make perfect sense to us as we try to understand each move He makes. But when the path grows dim and our questions have no answers, turn to go beyond what you can see. Bow the knee, lift your eye toward heaven, and believe the one who holds eternity. When you don't understand the purpose of His plan, in the presence of your King, bow the
and the cold and loneliness.
so much. As we close, before Roy leads us in closing prayer, we'll have 426, Victory in Jesus. We have to end the night like tonight with Victory in Jesus. 426.
Do y'all feel like that all the time? Is that the way that works when you get to play something? Like I said, I debuted. Somebody asked me today who my influence was. I said Pigpen from the Peanuts. That was my bass inspiration. But that was a lot of fun. And I hope that you had an opportunity to enjoy some places that have brought back some great, great memories for you. I know that I always do, just the times of having opportunities of being able to, you know, to grow up in church and to sing some of those favorites and to hear those favorites. And man, just all kinds of different things. Just, you know, Jim and Amy and the choir and Doc and, you know, Vicky, Matilda, Brad, Donna, in the choir. Listen, give them a hand. Let them know how much you appreciate them. I know I probably missed the band, but I know there's some of them kind of setting out through there. Man, it is just an opportunity to come together and use your talents and abilities for the Lord. Like I said, I mean, to me, that's a joy. I had a little bit of a different kind of a joy this time. I've never done that before. I'll stand up, talk to you all day, but you put something in my hand like that, I freak out a little bit. But it's kind of interesting to play outside of your comfort zone. But I say all that to say this. I hope and trust and pray that your heart was blessed tonight, that you were taking some joyous places in your life, some joyous places in your worship, times when maybe some of those songs are the things that got you through some pretty tough times in your life. I know I've heard people express that before, that there are just some great old songs and some people. I'm sure there were some people that kind of came to your heart and to your mind as you sung those songs that are probably with Jesus right now. When we sang Victory in Jesus, it reminded me of an old saint that he and his wife both are with the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, when it came to Victory in Jesus, he would flat pick that thing up and put it down. But great, great times. And we want to thank you for this opportunity. I trust and pray that each and every one of us as believers, and I trust and pray that you know Christ is your Savior. If you don't, please see me before you leave. Because I would love to point you in his direction. But if you're here and you know him, I trust and pray that as a group of folks that came together to worship tonight, that it truly was worship, that it wasn't just one of those situations that we just decided to show up because that's what we do on Sunday night, but that your heart was filled with a special joy that maybe you haven't that you haven't had for a while. I know sometimes you get tired of listening to me, and it's fun to be able to worship in song. So we trust and pray that's what happened for you tonight. I know it is for me. I enjoyed it on a different level that in my years of ministry I never have. Look forward to more of those. So at any rate, just want to tell you that we love you. We're praying for you. We appreciate you. Good to see answers to prayer. You're just sitting around. Good to see my brother Larry right there. Hey, man. Just a walking answer to prayer. Well, I love you so much, man. And so good to see, look out over the crowd and see so many answers to prayer with folks. But at any rate, is there anything I need to announce before we get out of here? I'm sure there was something I think that we left out this morning. Is it the CPR class? When is that?
That's not scheduled yet, I don't think. We
haven't chosen a date. You're just looking for interest, right?
Yeah, we want as many people to sign, and then after that, most likely it's going to be in June.
Okay, so probably in June. But keep that on your radar, because this is something very, very good for everybody to have. Betty is going to be teaching that, I'm assuming.
No, I'm going to be an instructor.
You're organizing it.
Yes.
She's the boss. Okay, she'll have somebody come in and teach us CPR. And there's one other thing I want to mention. We do have two AEDs on our facility. And how many of y'all know what an AED is? Okay, if you don't, that's an automated defibrillation device. There's one over there when you walk into the doors to the gym, just on the right. But there's also one right out here in our narthex. This is a very important tool if somebody ever is having a heart attack. But you still need to know how to put the pads on, how to use that thing. I think that's part of the class too, isn't it, Betty? Yes, the operation of the AEDs as well as CPR, known as cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Be sure, if you can do that, when you start hearing about that and Betty starts taking sign-ups, it'll probably be limited to a certain number, but I want to encourage you to do that. You can save a life in a lot of different ways. So That's one of them. So thank you for that. Also, we've been told that Awana, they had a little bit of fun night over there. They have some extra popcorn, I believe, is the way I was told. So if you guys would like to swing through there on your way out and grab you some popcorn, that will help us get rid of it. That'll keep me from having to eat the rest of it. And I would appreciate your help with that. So be sure to do that on your way out. Step over, grab some popcorn, and thank you all for joining us tonight. I know you've been sitting a while. Let me let you stand, and I'll dismiss us in a word of prayer. All right, let's pray together. Father, thank you so much just for this opportunity to gather together, to praise you, to worship you. Lord, I want to thank you for all those tonight who participated on so many different levels. Lord, those who used talents and abilities for your honor and for your glory. Lord, I know how they are just filled with joy in having those opportunities to do that. Lord, I thank you for those who came to participate in worship. Lord, those that you spoke to their heart through some of the music that was provided, some of the songs that were sung, some of the things that maybe even created a new spark within our hearts and our lives. Lord, we thank you for this church, and we thank you for these opportunities and for the many answers to prayer that we have seen, particularly lately. Lord, even those that are present right here in this building tonight. Lord, we love you, and we thank you, we praise you. We ask that you would give us a good week. Use this for your honor and glory. Lead us to somebody. Lead us to those divine appointments of somebody who needs to hear our story or needs to hear about you, and give us the courage to be able to tell them. Give us a great week, Father, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, folks. We love you. We'll see you next week.